Walsworth, said Brother. Didactylos grinned. Looks like you can think for yourself, he said. Got a good memory? No, not exactly a good one. Right. Come on into the library, it's got an earthed copper roof, you know. Gods really hate that sort of thing.
Didactylos reached down beside him and picked up a rusty iron lantern.
Brother looked up at the big white building. That's the library, he said.
Yes, said Didactylos. That's why it's got Librum carved over the door in such big letters. But a scribe like you would know that, of course.
The library of Ephebe was, before it burned down, the second biggest on the disk. Not as big as the library in Unseen University, of course, but that library had one or two advantages on account of its magical nature. No other library anywhere, for example, has a whole gallery of unwritten books. Books that would have been written if the author hadn't been eaten by an alligator around chapter one and so on. Atlases of imaginary places. Dictionaries of illusory words. Spotter's guides to invisible things. Wild thesauri in the lost reading room. A library so big that it distorts reality and has opened gateways to all other libraries, everywhere and everywhen. And so unlike the library at Ephebe, with its 400 or 500 volumes. Many of them were scrolls, to save their readers the fatigue of having to call a slave every time they wanted a page turned. Each one lay in its own pigeonhole, though. Books shouldn't be kept too close together, otherwise they interact in strange and unforeseeable ways. Sunbeams lanced through the shadows, as palpable as pillars in the dusty air. Although it was the least of the wonders in the library, Brother couldn't help noticing a strange construction in the aisles. Wooden lathes had been fixed between the rows of stone shelves about 2 metres from the floor, so that they supported a wider plank of no apparent use whatsoever. Its underside had been decorated with rough wooden shapes.
"The library," announced Didactylos.
He reached up. His fingers gently brushed the plank over his head. It dawned on Brother.
"You're blind, aren't you?" he said.
"That's right.
But you carry a lantern?"
"That's all right," said Didactylos. "I don't put any oil in it."
"A lantern that doesn't shine for a man that doesn't see?"
"Yeah, works perfectly. And, of course, it's very philosophical."
"And you live in a barrel?"
"Very fashionable living in a barrel," said Didactylos, walking forward briskly, his fingers only occasionally touching the raised patterns on the plank. "Most of the philosophers do it. It shows contempt and disdain for worldly things. Mind you, Legibus has got a sauna in his. It's amazing the kind of things you can think of in it," he says.
Brother looked around. Scrolls protruded from their racks like cuckoos piping the hour.
"It's also... I never met a philosopher before I came here," he said. "Last night they were all..."
"You got to remember there's 3 basic approaches to philosophy in these parts," said Didactylos.
"Tell him, Ern."
"There's the Zenoists," said Ern promptly. "They say the world is basically complex and random. And there's the Ebedians. They say the world is basically simple and follows certain fundamental rules."
"And there's me," said Didactylos, pulling a scroll out of its rack.
"Master says, basically, it's a funny old world," said Ern.
"And it doesn't contain enough to drink," said Didactylos. Gods, said Didactylos half to himself. He pulled out another scroll. "You want to know about gods? Here's Zeno's Reflections, and old Aristocrates' Platitudes, and Ibid's Bloody Stupid Discourses, and Legibus's Geometries, and Hierarch's Theologies."
Didactylos's fingers danced across the racks. More dust filled the air.
"These are all books," said Brother. "Oh, yes, everyone writes them here. You just can't stop the buggers."
"And people can read them," said Brother.
Omnia was based on one book, and here were hundreds.
"Well, they can if they want," said Ern, "but no one comes in here much. These aren't books for reading, they're more for writing."
"Wisdom of the ages, this," said Didactylos. "Got to write a book, see, to prove you're a philosopher. Then you get your scroll and free official philosopher's loofah."
The sunlight pooled on a big stone table in the centre of the room. Ern unrolled a length of scroll. Brilliant flowers glowed in the golden light.
"Orangecrates on the nature of plants," said Didactylos. 600 plants and their uses."
They're beautiful.